Yeah, I think the next coach of Collingwood will be Don Pike or Brad Scott. That have Don Pike in front of that race, and I think they're getting pretty close to announcing the result of that.
Just on the back, we didn't get a chance to digest what Mark Evans had to say. Lloydie, what do you think?
Well, I think that support around Stuart Dew, so we'll take him at his word for that, that Stewie will coach there next year. But if Alistair Clarkson wanted to coach there next year,
that's
obviously a different story. Yeah. But what does support look like? Is it trying to get Brad Scott up there, or would Brad Scott be the coach if Brad Scott was willing to?
Chris Scott,
you're saying? Well, I don't know why he'd leave when he's potentially going to be a premiership coach in 6 weeks.
Scoop, you've had a good month. You've gone with Chris Scott. Are you taking that to the bank, or just?
I'm saying that there are people in high places, at the AFL, who will ask the question of Chris Scott.
They'd be crazy if they didn't,
particularly, and think that they are a fairly good chance of getting him, particularly if Geelong won the flag this year. Don't rule that out.
Yeah, well, I think if Geelong wins the flag, everything is on the table. But it doesn't matter who's coaching. They need some more senior bodies for any coach to get the best out of those kids, because those kids are tired.
And, Jared, this is the reason that I think that they won't, at this point in time, get anybody again for another year of note, because of the way they're finishing their season. To me, it's a bit of a graveyard, because they've had two All-Australians in their history, which is Tom Lynch and Ablett.
Yep.
Hopefully Took Miller becomes the third this year. But you go up there as a draftee, or you go up there as maybe a secondary player. Hugh Greenwood's been okay. But
Greenwood and Ellis and their captain have been big omissions, but they need another four or five of those to give some support, to give some integrity to selection.
Yep.
But my issue with the Suns is a lot of their good players aren't getting better. They're still good at what they were good at, but they're not filling in around their weaknesses. But
Ainsworth, Bowes, all these players, Rankin, Lukosius, they aren't what they should be.
We've got to get to a break, otherwise Lawrence might throw something at me. Just before we do, in a word, both of you are good crystal ballers. Does Alistair Clarkson coach next year? I'm not saying, I'm asking you to predict where, or does he take the year off? Just as we sit here today, gut feel.
Gut feel is no.
I'll say gut feel, yes.
Oh, I like it.